satata yuktanam.
Vajatam priti
purvakam.
Vajatam priti purvakam.
Adami buddhi yogam tam.
Adami buddhi yogam tam.
Yena mam upayanti te.
Yena mam upayanti te.
Please. What is your name again?
Dharpahari.
Please.
Prijevod teksta. Onima koji me uvijek služe s ljubavlju dajem razumijevanje koji mogu doći k meni. Smisao Šila Prabhupada. U ovom stihu je veoma značajna riječ budi jogam. Možemo se sjetiti da gospodin u drugom poglavlju rekao Arđuni da mu je objasnio mnogo toga da će ga poučiti putu budi joge. Sada objašnjava budi jogu. Sama budi joga je djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne. To je najviša inteligencija. Budi znači inteligencija, a joga mistične aktivnosti ili mistično uzdizanje. Kada netko pokušava da se vrati kući Bogu i potpuno se posveti predanom služenju svjesnosti Krišne, njegovo djelovanje se naziva budi joga. Drugim riječima, budi joga je proces oslobađanja od zapletenosti u ovaj materijalni svijet. Krajnji cilj napretka je Krišna. Ljudi to ne znaju. Zato je važno društvo bhakta i vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja. Trebamo znati da je cilj Krišna i kada znamo cilj, postupno ćemo napredovati na tom putu i dostići krajnji cilj. Kada osoba zna cilj života, ali je vezana za plodove svojih djelatnosti, djeluje u karma jogi. Kada zna da je cilj Krišna, ali nalazi zadovoljstvo u umnim spekulacijama kojima pokušava da shvati Krišnu, djeluje u gjana jogi. A kada zna da je cilj Krišna i traga za Krišnom, potpuno se posvećujući svjesnosti Krišne i predanom služenju, djeluje u bhakti jogi ili budi jogi, koja je potpuna joga. Ta potpuna joga je najviši savršeni nivo života. Netko može imati vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i biti pribržen duhovnoj organizaciji, ali ako nije dovoljno inteligentan da napreduje, Krišna ga u srcu poučava tako da bez poteškoća može na kraju doći k njemu. Kvalifikacija je da uvijek djeluje u svjesnosti Krišne i s ljubavlju i devocijom radi sve vrste službi. Treba nešto raditi za Krišnu i to treba raditi s ljubavlju. Ako bhakta nije dovoljno inteligentan da napreduje na putu samospoznaje, ali je iskren i posvećen predanom služenju, gospodin mu pruža priliku da napreduje i na kraju dođe njemu.
Mm-hmm. And to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Onima koji me uvijek služe s ljubavlju, dajem razumijevanje kojim mogu doći meni.
How Krishna gives the understanding by which one can come to him is explained in the next verse.
Kako Krishna daje razumijevanje pomoću kojeg neko može doći k njemu, možemo vidjeti iz sljedećeg stiha.
Krishna takes a shining lamp.
Krishna uzima sjajnu lampu.
A shining lamp of knowledge.
Blještavu lampu znanja.
And then he who is dwelling in the heart.
I onda on koji prebiva u srcu.
Dispels with this light the darkness born of ignorance.
Jednostavno tim svjetlom odagna tamu koja se rađa iz neznanja.
To je Krishna.
To je Krishna.
Now, when Hare Krishna. When you try to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, sometimes there are serious obstacles on your way.
Kada pokušavate da napredujete u vašoj svjesnosti Krišne, ponekad vam se jave velike značajne prepreke na vašem putu.
And that's why advancing in Krishna consciousness is always an adventure.
I zbog toga je napredovanje u svjesnosti Krišne uvijek pustolovina.
You never know what turns out on the end of the path.
Nikada ne znate šta će na kraju te staze da bude.
Actually, life in general is an adventure.
U stvari, život uopće je jedna avantura.
You can never say, well, at the end of my life, I will have so and so much tolas in the bank. Is it tolas? No.
Krune.
I have at the end of my life I have so many krune in my bank accounted. I have a house and so many children and so much success. You cannot say it. It remains a mystery.
Nikada ne možete reći da ćete na kraju svog života imati toliko i toliko kuna na vašem bankovnom računu, da ćete imati tako i tako kuću ili toliko i toliko djece. To nikada ne možete reći zato što je to uvijek pustolovina.
People try to make all kinds of build all kinds of securities in their lives.
Ljudi nastoje u svom životu toliko mnogo da načine osiguranja.
They think if I have enough money then my life will be secure.
Misle ako imam toliko i toliko novca onda ću biti siguran u svom životu.
Or they center their life on another person, a mush or a genie, and think if that relationship is there, then my life can be going a little smoothly.
I misle da će na primjer njihov partner, muž ili žena, ako se oslone na njih, da će onda njihov život biti laganiji.
Or they center their life in the church. If I show up every Sunday in the church, then I'm recognized by the community.
Ili ako na primjer svaki dan odlazim u crkvu, onda ću biti prepoznat od svoje zajednice.
Or they center their life on the family. If we all stay together and have a good relation of trust amongst ourselves, then life can be smoothly.
Ili to se osiguranje baziraju na svojoj familiji, misleći ako ostanu svi skupa zajedno, onda će lako moći da idu kroz život.
Or they center their attention on possessions. They make possessions the center of attention and then think their life can be smoothly.
Ili svoje živote usredsrede na svoje posjedovanja i onda misle da će ako imaju mnogo tih stvari da će onda biti legalni u životu.
Or they make fame, you know, a glorious position in society, the center of their attention, think then.
Ili misle pak da ako centar svojih aktivnosti bude njihova slava, njihovo prepoznavanje u društvu, onda će sve biti lako.
But no matter what center you take,
ali bez obzira koje središte vi uzmete,
life remains an unpredictable adventure.
Život ostaje nepredvidiva avantura.
We take as a center, by the way, Krishna.
Usput rečeno, mi za centar uzimamo Krishnu.
We base our life on Krishna. But also our life is an adventure.
Svoj život zasnivamo na Krišni, ali također naš život je avantura.
We do not know what will happen.
Ne znamo što će se desiti.
We cannot say that our Gaurasingha will stay in Pula. Maybe he will be in Vrindavan, India and learn cooking there.
Ne možemo reći da će, na primjer, Gaurasingha ostati ovdje u Puli, možda će otići u Vrindavan i tamo učiti kuhanje.
We cannot say the Brajamani will remain the Sankirtan star.
Ne možemo reći da će Brajamani ostati Sankirtan zvijezda.
Maybe he will be a cartoon driver, a cartoon drawer for Krishna.
Može će biti crtač stripova za Krishnu.
Strip, yes. Life remains an adventure.
Život ostaje avantura.
Don't try to make so many securities.
Nemojte pokušavati da osigurate svoj život.
Surrender to the adventure.
Prepustite se toj avanturi.
Either in material life or in spiritual life.
Bilo da je to materijalnom životu ili duhovnom.
Now, how does this sound?
Kako to zvuči?
Some people who hear this become utterly shocked.
Kad neki ljudi ovo čuju, krajnje su šokirani.
These are the people who are helpless.
To su ljudi bespomoćni.
Who are not strong personalities.
Koji nemaju jaku ličnost.
Who always wait for others to make the decisions.
Koji uvijek čekaju da drugi naprave odluke.
They always want to remain in a secure position.
Oni uvijek žele ostati na nekom sigurnom mjestu.
But it is not possible to remain in a secure position.
Ali nije moguće ostati na sigurnom položaju.
Srila Prabhupada coined this term the Vedic adventure, referring to a spiritual life in Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada je skovao taj termin vedska avantura, misleći na ovaj život u svjesnosti Krishna.
He gave the example of Parikshit Maharaj.
Dao je primjer Parikshit Maharaja.
An example which I want to use today.
Primjer koji bih htio danas da spomenem.
Parikshit Maharaj was had a very secure position in this world. He was the emperor of the world.
Maharaj Parikshit imao jako siguran položaj u svijetu, bio je kralj svijeta.
But all of a sudden the adventure of life knocked before his door.
Ali odjedanput je avantura života zakucala na njegova vrata.
The adventure of life always means also the adventure of death.
Avantura života također znači uvijek i avantura smrti.
You have to die within 7 days. That was the curse.
Bila je proklestvo je bilo, moraš umreti za 7 dana.
Now, this emperor understood immediately, my security cannot be my money, or my fame, or my family, or my position. He understood, my security is Krishna.
I kralj je, kralj Parikshit je odmah shvatio da njegova sigurnost ne može biti u novcu, u porodici, u carstvu, nego je shvatio da mora biti u Krišni.
And he went on the river, on the bank of the river Ganga.
I otišao na obalu rijeke Gange.
To hear about Krishna and in this way come closer to Krishna.
Da čuje o Krišni i na taj način dođe bliže Krišni.
For 7 days, his work was lucrative about Krishna. As his learned spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami, talked preached the Srimad Bhagavatam to him.
I njegov jedini posao tada bio da 7 dana sluša od svog duhovnog učitelja Shukadev Goswamija koji govorio o Srimad Bhagavatam.
Today I want to suggest to all of you that you also make your center Krishna.
Danas vam želim također predložiti da vi za svoj centar također uzmete Krishnu.
The reason is that Parikshit Maharaj, who did just that, was successful in the adventure of his life. He became fully Krishna conscious, left this mortal world, and attained his eternal spiritual, his eternal original position as a servant of Krishna.
Razlog je za to što je Maharaj Parikshit, uzevši za centar Krishnu, postao potpuno svjestan Krishna i otišao na svoj vječni položaj kao sluga Krishna.
You all have a center.
Vi svi imate svoj centar.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Bilo da to znate ili ne.
Something is most important to you.
Nešto je ipak najvažnije vama.
Or someone.
Ili neko.
Or money, or possessions, or fame.
Ili novac, ili posjed, ili slava.
Or just a desire for freedom.
Ili samo želja za slobodom.
You all have a center.
Vi svi imate svoj centar.
But will this center give you security in the adventure of life?
Ali da li će vam taj centar, to središte, dati sigurnost u vašoj avanturi života?
Please make with me a little thought experiment.
Molim vas, napravite sada sa mnom jedan eksperiment.
We will make a little journey into your future.
Napravit ćemo malo putovanje u vašu budućnost.
You can remain seated here.
Možete ostati sjediti.
It's an experiment not in body where we walk into the future, but we think into the future.
Eksperiment se ne odnosi na tijelo s kojim bi trebalo otići u budućnost, nego se odnosi na naše razmišljanje o budućnosti.
10 years from now.
10 godina od sad.
All of you have gotten a few more kilos.
Svatko od vas će dobiti par kila više.
Because we vegetarians eat butter.
Ja vidim vegetarijanci jedemo maslac.
And ghee.
And ghee.
You have been a little bit more disillusioned.
Imaćete malo više razbijenih iluzija.
You know spiritual life is not that easy as you thought in the beginning.
Značite da duhovni život nije tako lak kao što ste mislili na početku.
Some of you have maladeces.
Neki od vas imate malo djecu.
Let us move in on 30 years into your future.
A sada se pomirimo 30 godina u vašu budućnost.
You feel you're a little older than you were when you visited the Sunday lecture.
Vidjet ćete i osjetit ćete da ste malo stariji nego onda kad ste posjetili nedjeljni program.
You suffer deep disappointment with persons whom you trusted.
I bit ćete jako razočarani sa osobama koje ste vjerovali.
But you also have become a little bit wiser.
Ali također ćete postati malo mudriji.
You have learned the lesson that you cannot always get what you want.
Naučit ćete lekciju da ne možete uvijek dobiti ono što želite.
You have learned to become tolerant.
I naučit ćete da morate biti tolerantni.
And you have been forced to learn to control your mind so that you would be a little bit more steady in success or failure.
I bit ćete prisiljeni naučiti da kontrolirate svoj um da bi bili uspješni u svom životu.
Let us move now 60 years into your future.
A sada otiđemo 60 godina u vašu budućnost.
All of us feel a little strange.
svi ćemo pomalo drhtati.
There's a real funny feeling.
I to će biti jako smiješan osjećaj.
Our hand goes like...
Ruka će nam drhtati.
Oh, it feels really funny.
Osjećam se jako smiješan.
And when I come by, the young boys don't look any longer, and the young girls also don't look any longer.
I kada prođem, mladići više ne gledaju, a također djevojke više ne gledaju.
Let us move 70 years into your future.
Sad otiđemo 70 godina.
We arrive in the midst of the Shumi. Shumo.
Dolazimo u sred šume.
Why šume? It's all right. Grammatical thing, yeah. Frustrazione. It's usually Shumi, but today not. So, anyways, there is a little church.
Naći ćemo malu crkvu.
It makes bing, 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 bang.
Koja će zvoniti?
Yes. You see many of your friends are there.
Vidjet ćete da su mnogi vaši prijatelji tu.
Friends from the past.
Prijatelji iz prošlosti.
Friends which you don't recognize.
Prijatelji koje ne prepoznajete.
You go in the little church.
I ući ćete u tu malu crkvu.
There is an atmosphere of pain.
I tu će vladati atmosfera boli.
You look in the carcass. There is a carcass. Carcass means sark. The box, you know, where we all get in.
I onda ćete vidjeti mrtvački sanduk.
Yes, mrtvački sanduk. And you look who's there.
I pogledat ćete, ko je to unutra?
It's you!
I to ćete biti vi.
Yes, in our little thought experiment, we have traveled to your death.
I u našem eksperimentu u glavi otrči smo do vaše smrti.
Those of you who are who live in Krishna consciousness, they can make this experiment by traveling to the Yamuna and seeing on a pile of firewood their own dead bodies dressed up in a good dhoti and a good sari.
Vi koji ste u svjesnosti Krišne možete u tom eksperimentu otići do obale Jamune gdje ćete biti to vaše tijelo na lomači obučeno u lijepi doti ili lijepi sari. Yes.
So now at this there is a speaker. At this you have arrived at your funeral and you see a piece of paper there, the program which is announced. And you see, there is a speaker.
Otićete i vidjet ćete jednostavno papir sa programom gdje ćete vidjeti da je napisan govor.
You can see govor today nisa. Our speaker is Sachinandan Swami.
I vidjet ćete danas je naš govornik Sachinandan Swami.
He speaks about Gaura Singha.
I on govori o Gaura Singha.
His subjects are Gaura Singha's individual life as a devotee.
I predmet njegovog govora je individualni život Gaura Singha kao bhakte.
Gaura Singha in relationship to his fellow devotees.
Odnos Gaura Singha sa njegovim prijateljima bhaktama.
Gaura Singha as a servant.
Gaura Singha kao sluga.
Gaura Singha as a disciple.
Gaura Singha kao učenik.
Or what is your name? Yes. Svanko. Or Svanko as a fellow human being.
Ili Zvonko kao prijateljsko ljudsko biće.
Zvonko as healing other sick patients.
Zvonko kao liječnik drugih osoba.
Zvonko in his spiritual life.
Zvonko u svom duhovnom životu.
And so on. The speaker speaks about these things.
Govornik govori o tim stvarima.
What would you like him to say?
Što biste željeli da on kaže?
Gaura Singha was trying very much in his Krishna consciousness.
Gaura Singha je jako nastojao da bude napredan u svjesnosti Krishna.
Svanko tried to develop selflessness.
Svanko je nastojao da razvije nesebičnost.
Or would you like the speaker to say, well, Gaura Singha was very enthusiastic when he was young in Krishna consciousness, but when he was 15 years in the movement, he became a little slabby.
Ili biste možda želili čuti da je, na primjer, Gaura Singha, kad je u mladi bhakta, bio jako entuzijastičan, ali kasnije, sa 50 godina, je postao slabiji.
Or would you like the speaker to say, Svanko, try to develop the quality of selfless service.
Ili biste željeli da se kaže da je Zvonko htio da razvije služenje bez sebičnosti.
But in the end he surrendered to the cruelty of the world and made a lot of money.
Ali na kraju se predao okrutnosti svijeta i nastojao je da zaradi puno novca.
All of you, please make the thought experiment.
Svi od vas, svi vi napravite taj eksperiment u glavi.
What would you like the speaker to say?
Što biste željeli da govornik kaže vam?
What would you like the reality of your life to be?
Što biste željeli da realnost vašeg života bude?
What do you want to attain?
Što biste željeli da dostignete?
What is your zeal?
Što je vaš cilj?
If you don't have a zeal,
ako nemate cilj,
you will be lived by others.
Onda će vašim životom upravljati drugi.
You won't be good in the adventure of your life.
Nećete biti dobri u pustolovini vašeg života.
Because you have no plan.
Jer nemate plan.
Do you know, this we were talking a little earlier with some devotees, all things are created twice.
To smo ranije već govorili. Sve stvari su stvorene dva puta.
For instance, this garland.
Primjer, ovaj vijenac.
It was created two times.
Dva put je stvoren.
Who made the garland?
Ko je napravio ovaj vijenac?
Miljena. Miljena. Miljena first thought about it.
Miljena je prvo mislila o tom garlandu.
Oh, I will make a red flower. Then I will put a rose in between. Then some another red flower and then some attractive green leaves.
I ona je razmišljala, prvo ću staviti crveni cvijet, pa onda ovaj roza, pa ću onda opet crveni, a onda malo zelenog lišća.
And then after creating first the plan of the flower garland, she actually did it.
I nakon što je prvo napravila plan kako će napraviti taj vijenac, onda ga je u stvari i napravila.
The plan is the first creation and the physical execution of the plan second.
Plan da se stvori taj vijenac je bio prvo stvaranje vijenca, a drugo stvaranje bilo čisto fizički rad da se on stvori.
This is also how you have to live your life.
Na taj isti način trebate da živite svoj život.
First you have to draw the map.
Prvo trebate da nacrtate plan.
Where you want to go.
Mapu gdje želite ići.
What you want to, what is your goal in your life.
Da si zacrtate koji je vaš cilj u životu.
And then you just go after this plan.
I onda jednostavno idete po tom planu.
Then there's some difficulty, you go like, aha, my plan is like this, and you go through it.
I ako nađete na neku prepreku, znate, moj plan je takav i onda ćete proći kroz njega.
If you have the right plan,
ako imate ispravan plan,
there will be no difficulties for you in life.
Onda za vas u životu neće biti poteškoća.
If you have Krishna's plan,
ako imate Krishnin plan,
if Krishna is your center,
ako je Krishna vaš centar,
then you will see how everything else comes out very nice.
I onda ćete vidjeti kako sve drugo se jako lijepo odvija.
But if you do not have spiritual principles in your plan,
ali ako u vašem planu nemate duhovnih principa,
if you do not follow Krishna's plan,
ako ne slijedite Krishnin plan,
and you have your other little centers around,
ako imate okolo mnogo malih drugih centara,
life will be very difficult.
Onda će život biti jako težak.
So therefore I would recommend to you, all of you, to find out what things in your life matter most.
I zato vam savjetovao da vidite koja vam stvar u vašem životu najviše znači.
When you think back in your life, it's usually like this. The things which you were very excited about are not at all.
I ako se mislimo vratite kroz vaš život, vidjet ćete da one stvari za koje ste bili jako zagrijani nisu bile baš jako važne.
For instance, you might, you know, 5 years ago you might had a terrible quarrel with your neighbor.
Naprimjer, možda ste prije 5 godina imali žestoku svađu sa vašim susjedom.
And you were always thinking, this Nitkov neighbor, this Nitkov neighbor, this Nitkov neighbor.
I možda se tada misli, taj Nitkov susjed, taj Nitkov susjed.
But now, you don't even think about it. It's so small time.
Ali sada o tome čak i ne razmišljate. To je toliko beznačajno.
See, this is what happens usually in life.
Takve stvari se obično dešavaju u životu.
The things which are not really important, they take so much time from us, so much mental energy.
Stvari koje nisu jako važne, u stvari nam uzimaju puno vremena i puno mentalne energije.
But the things which are really important, they are not cared for.
Ali one stvari koje su zaista važne, o njima se nije marilo.
For instance, so many of us do not really take care about building up strong Krishna conscious friendships.
Na primjer, mnogi od nas ne brinu o tome da uspostave jake, snažne veze sa prijateljima u svjesnosti Krishna.
But we run around the whole day busy doing things.
Jednostavno trčimo po cijeli dan radeći razne stvari.
Yeah. Or in kami life, in worldly life, people, you know, just their whole life is, you know, emotionally and every else wise in shambles.
I u karmi životu, u svjetovnom životu vidjet ćete da su svi njihovi životi emocionalno i u bilo kom drugom pogledu se odvijaju u sobama.
But they have won a pokal and racing.
Ali imaju jedan pokal u ruci.
Yes. So now see, when you think very deeply about life, then you will come to the conclusion, yes, Krishna or God is really what matters most.
I ako duboko razmislite o životu, onda ćete doći do saznanja da Krišna je ta stvar koja najviše znači.
But because you don't have a real map how to become Krishna conscious.
Ali zato što nemate pravu mapu kako da postanete svjesni Krišne.
You think very little of Krishna.
O Krišni razmišljate vrlo malo.
Very little.
Vrlo malo.
How often do you think of Krishna during the day, Nandimukhi?
Koliko često pomisliš
na Krishna? It's a good question, isn't it? Krishna met us most to Nandimukhi.
Krishna najviše znači Nandimukhi.
She became a devotee because of Krishna.
Zbog njega je postala bhaktina.
How often does she think of Krishna?
Koliko često misli na Krishnu?
Krishna met us most in all of your life.
Krishna u vašem životu vam znači najviše.
You have made significant changes in your life because of Krishna.
Zbog njega ste u svom životu napravili značajne promjene.
A devotee because of Krishna.
Zbog njega je postala bhaktina.
How often does she think of Krishna?
Koliko često misli na Krishnu?
Krishna met us most in all of your life.
Krishna u vašem životu vam znači najviše.
You have made significant changes in your life because of Krishna.
Zbog njega ste u svom životu napravili značajne promjene.
But have you made a systematic plan how to day by day you can think more of Krishna, you can love him more?
Ali da li ste napravili sistematski plan kako da više volite Krishnu?
It's a very good question.
To je jako dobro pitanje.
When we contrast our life with the ultimate realities, then we become very conscious about it.
Kada naše živote uporedimo sa krajnjom realnosti, onda ćemo postati svjesni, krajnje svjesni.
So, yeah, I realized this in my life.
Shvatit ćemo da to je moj život.
All of a sudden, from one day to the next, I could not execute my plans any longer. All of a sudden, I could not execute my plans.
I onda odjedan put više ne mogu da izvršam svoje planove.
By now, I should be talking in the German parliament.
Ali sada ću govoriti u njemačkom parlamentu.
And there was one big TV thing.
Ili bit će jedna velika TV stvar.
And I wanted to meet some important people at the Frankfurt Book Fair.
I srešio sa nekim značajnim osobama.
But from one day to the next, the adventure of life took me and put me on the in a bed in Pula.
Ali od jedan put avantura mog života me jednostavno premesti i stavi me u krevet negdje u Puli.
And I noticed, oh my dear Lord, I'm so thankful to you.
I primijetit ću, o dragi moj gospodine, toliko ti zahvalan.
You have reminded me that my plans are not the ultimate reality.
Podsjetio si me da moji planovi nisu krajnja realnost.
You have kindly come and reminded me that you really matter most in my life.
Ljubavno si došao i podsjetio me da mi ti najviše značiš u životu.
But in the busyness of life we tend to forget.
Ali u cijeloj toj životnoj strci to zaboravljamo.
So if you become conscious about this,
i ako postanete svjesni toga,
then you will go intensively the path of spiritual life.
I onda ćete ići intenzivno putem duhovnog života.
Anyone who does this really sticks out of the herd of people. Herd, you understand? The herd? The mass of people.
I onaj ko tako radi, veoma se brzo izvlači iz gomile ljudi.
See, when you join, for instance, a movement like our movements, you really like, here comes the Hare Krishna. You immediately stick out.
I ako postanete, na primjer, kao mi ovdje članovi Hare Krishna, potre automatski se izvlačite iz ostale.
We were walking today on the beach and we had our walking suits on. And immediately some people said, Hare Krishna!
Kada smo šetali po plaži u našoj odjeći, jedan put nas ljudi prepoznali i povikali Hare Krishna.
When you take to spiritual life, or when you are in spiritual life and you become intensive in your spiritual life, you immediately stick out.
I kada se posvetite duhovnom životu, intenzivno posvetite duhovnom životu, automatski stršite od ostalih.
This is traditional.
To je tradicionalno.
If you make Krishna your center, something interesting happens.
Ako za centar uzmete Krishnu, onda se nešto značajno interesantno dešava.
You become a social outcast.
Postajete društveno izbačeni iz društva.
I will read to you a verse, second canto, fourth chapter, by Madhvacharya, Namaravinda Puri. Mukdang mang nigata niti nipuna brantum muhu vaidika mandang bandava sanchaya yadadiyam mukta dada so dada unmatam danito viveka chatura kamang mahadam bikam moktum naksha matema nagapi mano Govinda padas priham. Text 4, it is. Canto 2, chapter 4, text 4. It's in the purport. Mugdang mang nigadantu.
Nemam ništa protiv ako me strogi moralista optuži da sam u zabludi. Oni koji dobro poznaju vedske spise mogu da me oklevetaju, da sam zaveden na pogrešan put. Prijatelji i rođaci mogu da kažu da sam...
Frustrated friends and relatives, huh?
Oni koji dobro poznaju vedske spise mogu da me oklevetaju, da sam zaveden na pogrešan put. Prijatelji i rođaci mogu da kažu da sam potišten. Braća mogu da me nazivaju budalom.
Budalo, yes.
Bogati zgrtači blaga mogu da me smatraju ludakom. Dok učeni filozofi mogu da ustanove da sam isuviše ponosan. Pa ipak moj um ne odstupa ni pedalj od odluke da služi lotosova stopala Govinde, iako možda nisam sposoban za to.
There is also a prayer by the great female devotee Mirabai.
Također postoji i molitva slavne baktine Mirabai,
who expressed the same thing actually.
Koja je u stvari izrazila tu istu stvar.
See, she was married to a man, to a king who was simply interested in material wealth.
Ona je bila udata za kralja koji je jednostavno bio zainteresiran samo za materijalno bogatstvo.
But she was only interested in worshiping her wonderful deity of Giridhari.
Ali nju je samo zanimalo da obožava svoje preklasno božanstvo Giridharija.
Yes. So this created a big conflict.
I to je stvorilo veliki konflikt između.
Because she had made her center Krishna.
Zato što ona za svoj centar uzela Krishnu.
She really stuck out of the society.
I jednostavno je zaista stršala iz društva.
And then she composed a beautiful song. It says, approve me or disapprove me.
I ona je tada napravila jako lijepu pjesmu i je rekla, možete mi odobravati ili ne odobravati.
I praise the lifter of the Govardhan hill day and night.
Ja slavim onoga koji je podigao brdo Govardhan dan i noću.
I take the path that ecstatic human beings have taken for centuries.
I prihvatila sam put kojim su ekstatična ljudska bića išla vjekovima.
Beautiful, isn't it? This is the first thing which happens if you become concentrated on a duhovni cilj.
I to je prva stvar koja se dešava kada se skoncentrirate na duhovni cilj.
The people who are sleeping in forgetfulness of Krishna will point fingers at you.
Ljudi koji spavaju u zaboravnosti, u zaboravu o Krišni, jednostavno upiru prst u vas.
Even your brother may call you a budalo.
Čak vas i vaš brat može nazvati budalo.
Yes. The second thing which will happen,
druga stvar koja će se desiti,
your own weaknesses will surface to the mind.
Vaše vlastite slabosti će jednostavno služiti umu.
Attachments to the old life.
To su vezanosti za stari način života.
All these millions of little small desires who go like ants over your brain.
Milioni tih malih želja koje će poput muravije ići vašim hodati po vašem umu.
All your desires for comfort.
Sve vaše želje za udobnostima.
For security.
Za sigurnošću.
I need.
Ja trebam.
Sorry. I need a muž.
Ja potreban mi je muž.
I need djece.
Potrebno su mi djeca.
All these will come.
Sve će to dolaziti.
Like the ants.
Poput mravi.
Which come out of the anthill of your umski.
Koji izlaze iz mravinjaka vašeg uma.
Yes. And then it's easy to say when criticism comes from outside, you can say, but look at your life. Is this really so dobro that you think you can criticize someone who's on the spiritual path?
Ali kada vas neko kritizira, možete reći veoma lako, pogledajte vaš život, kakav je taj život.
But it becomes difficult if from inside the doubts come.
Ali postaje teško kad iznutra počnu da se kreću ti mravi.
What do you say, think, Dapa Hari? What do you think?
What do I think? I don't have time to think now.
You try to concentrate, yeah. But later you can think, yeah. Now, but be courageous.
Ali budite, ohrabrite se.
All of you who walk on the spiritual path.
Svi vi koji kročite duhovnim putem.
Don't become discouraged.
Nemojte se obeshrabriti.
Krishna sees you.
Krishna vas vidi.
He sees your serious struggle.
On vidi vašu ozbiljnu borbu.
And he says, yeya tamang prapadyante. In the degree someone surrenders unto me, I reveal myself accordingly.
I on kaže, koliko mi se neko preda, toliko ću mu se ja otkriti.
Krishna is there to help you.
Krishna je tu da vam pomogne.
When you are criticized from outside,
kada vas neko izvana kritizira.
Or if the little ants of your thoughts present their newest creation before you.
Ili kada um iz vašeg, kada mravi iz vašeg uma vam predstavlja nove slike.
Krishna is describing this in the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadavo hridayam mayam sadhunam hridanam tvaham. I am in the heart of my devotee.
I Krishna kaže, ja sam u srcu moga bhakte.
I'm never separated from my devotee.
I nikada se ne odvajam od njega.
And what is he doing?
I šta on radi?
This we have heard. I dwelling in the hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance.
Ja koji se nalazim, koji prebivam u srcu, blještavom lampom znanja, raspirujem tu tamu koja je nastala iz neznanja.
If you sincerely surrender to Krishna,
ako se iskreno predate Krishni,
he will become the center of your life.
Onda će on postati središte vašeg života.
And from this center you will get so much strength.
I iz tog središta ćete dobiti toliko puno snage.
So much power.
Toliko mnogo moći.
And for all the way you will get it.
I toliko moći da cijeli taj put prođete.
I remember not far away from our Heidelberg temple is the house of Boris Becker, the German tennis player.
I nedaleko od našeg centra u Heidelbergu nalazi se kuća Borisa Beckera, tenisera.
Now, something interesting happened in his career
as a player. I u njegovoj karijeri kao igrača tenisa desilo se nešto značajno.
In the beginning, he was totally mad to just become the winner.
U početku je bio naprosto lud da postane pobjednik.
And you know, he would do everything to win.
I uradio bi sve da pobjedi.
But then he fell in love.
A onda se zaljubio.
He married.
Oženio.
And he expected a child.
I očekivao je dijete.
And all of a sudden his center moved to family.
Jedanput se taj njegov centar pomjerio ka obitelji.
And he had no strength any longer to do his.
Više nije imao snage da se posveti svojoj igri.
Because his mind went to another center.
Zato što se njegov um jednostavno uhvatio za drugo središte.
And then, you know, he was always waiting when is the male date coming, you know.
I uvijek očekivao kada će doći to malo dijete.
And only after some time again, he again managed to put his mind into sports. And and during that time he lost all his battles, all his matches, you could say.
U to vrijeme dok je bio usresređen u svoju obitelj, izgubio sve mečeve, onda se ponovo vratio ka sportu.
So, this shows you, you get strength from your center.
A to on pokazuje da iz vašeg centra dobivate snagu.
But if you make your center Krishna,
ali ako Krishnu uzmete za svoj centar,
you get not material strength,
nećete imati materijalnu snagu,
but duhovne snaga,
već duhovnu snagu.
So much strength
again. Toliko ćete puno dobiti snage.
So much wisdom.
Toliko mudrosti.
So much ljubav.
Toliko ljubavi.
So much sweet.
Toliko mnogo svega.
And it is not temporary like the things which you get from your other centers.
I to nije privremeno kao stvari koje dobivate iz drugih vaših središta.
This is the mission of our Krishna consciousness movement.
I to je misija našeg pokreta svjesnost Krishna.
To put Krishna in the center.
Da Krishnu stavimo u središte.
And everyone who manages to do so has so much strength, so much security and for the adventure of the life.
I svatko tko to uspije da stavi Krishnu u svoje središte, dobit će mnogo, mnogo snage i mnogo entuzijazma u avanturi svog života.
Like Parikshit Maharaj.
Poput Maharaj Parikshita.
Yes. He became fully Krishna conscious.
On je postao potpuno svjestan Krishna.
And he made the Vedic adventure.
I krenuo u tu vedsku avanturu.
That means he went back to home, back to Godhead.
To znači da se vratio nazad kući, nazad Bogu.
Yes. So I wish you all sve najbolje.
Ja sve vam želim najbolje.
I'm sorry that we had to go through a translation.
Žao mi je što moramo ovako da idemo kroz prijevod.
It is difficult to concentrate if it goes back and forth.
Teško se u takvoj situaciji koncentrirati.
Let me therefore help you by summarizing what I have said.
I zato mi dopuste da malo to sažmem što sam rekao.
We spoke about that life is an adventure.
Govorili smo o tome, o životu kao avanturi.
Most people want to go through this adventure by finding the different centers.
I mnogi ljudi žele proći kroz tu avanturu uzimajući različita središta.
Usually they have one or two centers or three.
Obično uzimaju jedan, dva ili tri središta centra.
I have said these centers are not so important as people make them.
Ali rekao sam da ti centri nisu toliko važni kako ih ljudi sebi predočavaju.
If you think about your life seriously and have the end of your life in mind, you notice, well, spiritual goals are really most important to me.
Ako zaista razmislite o tome i vidite pred sobom kraj vašeg života, onda će vidjeti da su duhovne stvari one koje su zaista važne.
But if you don't have a plan,
ali ako nemate plan,
everything is created twice,
sve se stvara dva put, poput vijenca,
then the external circumstances will influence you.
onda će vanjske okolnosti da utječu na vas.
Yes. And you will not be able to reach your goal.
I nećete biti u položaju da dođete do vašeg cilja.
When you now if you make a plan,
ali ako napravite plan,
and go the spiritual path,
i idete duhovnim putem,
in the beginning it might be a little uncomfortable.
U početku može biti malo neugodno, neudobno.
Because you stick out.
Zato što stršite.
People will accuse you.
Ljudi će vas optuživati.
Because you are not running with the masses.
Zato što ne idete tamo gdje idu sve mase.
Also your own little weaknesses.
Također će se javiti sve vaše slabosti.
Create problems for you.
Koji će vam stvarati probleme.
Međutim?
Ali?
Ali? Ali hop. don't laugh at this language, yes. Krishna will help.
Ali Krishna će vam pomoći.
In the degree you surrender unto Krishna.
Onoliko koliko mu se predate.
He will bring his torchlight.
I doneće svoju svjetiljku.
He will become active in your heart.
I postaće aktivan u vašem srcu.
And he is most powerful.
I on je najmoćniji.
He waits for you.
On čeka na vas.
He has been waiting for many lifetimes.
Već mnogo, mnogo života čeka.
He is there. Oh, hopefully he understands or she understands now in this lifetime.
I u očekivanju se očekuje da će on ili ona posjeti ovom životu konačno se sjetiti.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hvala. Hvala lepa, hvala puno, whatever. Do you have any pitanje, question?
Da li imate kakvo pitanje?
Everything is clear.
Sve je jasno.
A room of enlightened souls.
Soba prosvjetljenih duša.
Bhakti Dolores. Concentrate, yes. Yes, that's possible. Very fast. Please say an equation. It's a fact, it's very difficult to think of two things at once when you are doing something creatively.
Stvar u tome da je jako teško u isto vrijeme misliti na dvije stvari kada se radi nešto kreativno.
Therefore, in such a case which you have mentioned, it's best to just concentrate fully on what you have to do to make your service successful, but know that ultimately the result of your activity is fully dependent on Krishna.
Ali u tom slučaju koji ste spomenula, najbolje se usredsrediti na te posao koji se trenutno radi, ali sa svješću da je krajnji korisnik i uživalac tog rada Krishna. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are acting in the concept that you are the doer,
ako radiš sa svačanjem da si ti vršilac,
then after some time you will feel very passionate.
Ali onda ćeš se nakon izvjesnog vremena osjećati jako strastveno.
You will feel anxious.
I jako ćeš željeti da dođeš do nečega.
Oh, will this happen? Will this work out? Yes or no?
I onda ćeš misliti da li će se ovo desiti ovako ili onako.
Then you know you have forgotten Krishna.
U tom trenutku znaje da si onda zaboravila Krishnu.
You are out of your security.
I onda nemaš više svoju sigurnost.
Krishna is our security.
A Krishna je naša sigurnost. To know our activities in Krishna consciousness, are they predicted in the same way as the activities of in the material life are predicted?
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, was a very, very famous astrologer before he took to the renounced order of life.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada, bio jako, jako poznat astrolog prije nego što je uzeo svoj odvojeni red života.
Astrologers can tell the future.
I astrolozi mogu da kažu kakva će biti budućnost.
But afterwards, when he, you know, became a preacher of Krishna consciousness, he used to never consult astrology.
Ali kasnije, kada je postao propovjednik u svjesnosti Krishna, nikada se nije konsultirao astrologiju.
He said, when Krishna wants, it will happen.
I rekao, kad Krishna nešto želi, to će se desiti.
It went very far.
I to može otići jako daleko.
For instance, people would ask him, where is the evening lecture?
I kada su ga ljudi pitali kada će biti, gdje će biti večernja lekcija.
And he was, isn't it in the town hall?
Hoće li to biti u gradskoj dvorani?
And he said, if Krishna wants that the lecture takes place there, it will happen.
A on bi onda odgovorio, ako Krishna želi da se tu odvija lekcija, onda će se tu i odvijati.
Now, he didn't say this as a, you know, what is it, rhetoric thing or... You know, just to say it, but he really lived in that conviction.
On je to rekao na retoričan način ili samo da tako kaže nešto, nego je jednostavno živio sa tim uvjerenjem.
So for a devotee who is on that level, he can throw away his horoscope.
I za bhaktu koji se nalazi na tom nivou, on jednostavno može svoj horoskop da baci.
Međutim, not every one of us is on this level.
Nisu svi od nas na tom nivou.
But even the things which are predestined,
ali čak i stvari koje su unaprijed određene,
by your karma,
vašom karmom,
will have a different color to themselves when you came to come to Krishna consciousness.
One će postati malo drugačije i dobit će drugačije boje kada dođete u svjesnost Krišna.
For instance, in your karma it may say that you marry.
Naprimjer, po karmi,
in your horoscope.
U tvom horoskopu može stojati da ćeš se oženiti.
And you may marry in Krishna consciousness.
I možeš se oženiti u svjesnosti Krišna.
But this may give you so much inspiration to never think of marriage again. that you become like fully purified of all hopes in this, to enjoy in this material world.
To te može toliko inspirirati da jednostavno dobiješ snažnu želju da se više nikada ne ženiš.
In other words, you're even as a not fully surrendered soul, you get Krishna karma.
Čak kada nisi skroz predana, predana duša, možeš dobiti Krishna karmu.
How do you like this?
Kako ti se to sviđa?
But now all our Pula guests get like, I don't think I'm at the wrong, I'm at the right place here.
Sada svi gosti naši u Puli mogu misliti možda nisam na dobrom mjestu.
Does this Krishna consciousness means just through all plans and material hopes?
Da li svjesnost Krišne znači to da trebam prekrižiti sve materijalne planove i nade?
If you live it correctly, yes.
Ako živite ispravno, da, to znači.
But there is so much more pleasure beyond the prison of material life, you have no idea. There is so much more pleasure outside of the prison of material life.
Ali ima toliko mnogo zadovoljstva ako ste izvan, ako niste zatvorenik tog materijalnog života.
Imagine you have a cloth on your tongue.
Zamislite da imate tkaninu na vašem jeziku.
And you try to eat the feast with that cloth on it.
I želite da počastite feast sa tom tkaninom na jeziku.
There is a little taste.
Ima malo ukusa.
But it is insignificant.
Ali on beznačajan.
In comparison to when the cloth is gone.
Beznačajan ako ga uporedimo sa okusom koji imamo kada skinemo tu crnu.
So when you are finally free from the chains of illusion.
I kada konačno budete slobodni lanaca iluzije.
Then you